Mother's Day Farmers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
So it is the perfect time to come get your mama or your grandmother that special gift.
It's not only helping us, it's also giving them a way to show that appreciation to their mother.
Perhaps nothing says Mother's Day more than the gift of flowers, and FFA students all across Tennessee maybe understand that more these days because several FFA programs have greenhouses at their schools full of flowering plants ready for sale. FFA advisor Stina Meadows at Chucky Doak High School in Greene County.
I'm really excited to teach this class. I wasn't a horticulture person when I started teaching agriculture. I was more animal science, but I really love the greenhouse because it gives the kids, a different avenue to express their interest. And this is really a growing industry.
And Stina Meadows says that their greenhouses are full of many of the varieties of flowers and hanging baskets, and the students are not only earning money for their FFA program, they're gaining a lot more.
They're learning so much more than just how to take care of plants. They're learning how to run a business, and they get free college credit for it.
At Brighton High School in Tipton County, FFA students can actually earn a percentage of the sales of their plants through their work in the greenhouses. Senior Jonathan Dunn says,
it teaches responsibility. It teaches the principles of plant and soil sciences that students have to learn, and it teaches checks and balances. It teaches keeping an inventory and sales. There's just so many different things that our members are able to gain from these experiences and being able to participate in fundraising.
And again, what a great way to celebrate Mother's Day and also helping out our FFA programs and students all across the state. Check with your local high school to see if they have greenhouses. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.